Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, wait a minute. We're shocking people because they can hear their voices. They think we're taking a break this week. We are taking a break.
We are.
But the truth is we never rest. And what we've decided to do, of course, we always have to do a little something extra special for our people. If we're not going to be
And this, Rana, is extra and special.
This is extra and special. We have today for you, in our feed, they call this a feed drop.
I love that. Drop it low.
Sexy.
Very sexy.
We have for you today a fabulous episode of Add to Cart, which I was a guest on
this year.
So you're getting them and you're getting us.
Hosted by the incomparable Kulap Vilaysack and, of course, Suchin Pak. And I got to say, we've had them on this show. You got to listen to them because, honestly, Add to Cart is really makes sense on this show. I have to be honest.
There's absolutely a total Venn in the diagram between our show and their show. If you loved us on their show, sorry.
Well, I wasn't on their show, Rana.
That's true. If you loved them on our
show. This whole thing is actually very awkward for me.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll invite you. If you loved them on our show, you'll love me on their show. How do you like that?
I like it.
It's a very fun episode. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Yes,
and
enjoy
here it is. It's in our feed. Give it a listen. Aren't you lucky that you have this delicious snack to enjoy over the holiday season? Yeah.
But we're still the first priority for Ask Rana listeners.
What does that mean to you?
I mean, I want them to like and download the show and start following it, but I still want to be like...
Oh, and I just want everyone to know, if I find out anyone listens to this show and is following their Instagram but isn't following my Instagram, you better believe.
Get it.
You're going to get thrown right out of the carriage house.
Yes.
Without further ado, Add to Cart.
Also with that fire, boy.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fine episode of Add to Cart. Now, this is a show about the things we buy, the things we buy into, and what it says about who we are. I'm Suchin Pak.
And I'm Kulap Vilaysack. Today, we are joined by a lovely guest who has been podcasting for nearly a decade. She doesn't look it. And doing seminars at the UCB Theater for years before that. She's not a doctor or a psychologist or even a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's just a woman of a certain age with fantastic opinions and no legal responsibility whatsoever.
Amen.
She's currently
a disclaimer.
She has to cover herself, okay? So
I mean, in this day, ever since the hot McDonald's cup of coffee, I have to say something like that.
People are so litigious.
Yeah.
She's currently the host of Ask Rana with Brian Safi. Please welcome and add to cart, Rana Glickman.
Oh, I am so delighted to be here. I can't tell you. And of course, you two were on our show when your show first came out, which was so fabulous. We had such a ball with you.
You were one of the first to welcome us into this podcasting world.
The minute I heard you two were entering the podcast verse, I said, get them over here this second. They need to know that they are welcome. As if Kulap needed any help. Poor Howard. Where's Howard these days? Does anyone know?
He's still doing Who Charted. I guested last week.
I know
week.
You're still very close with Howard. That's why I bring it up. No, I'm not because, you know, Howard's Howard. What can we? I like to call him Howie.
Howie. Well, you know, Rana, you know, he's my ex-pod husband. And so there's always a place in the heart for an ex.
Is there, Rana? That's really, really, let's start off the show correct. Like, is there a place? She may have an opinion about this that is very helpful for some listeners contemplating this.
Well, for some of them, there's a special place in hell. I'll say that. But for the most part, if you can separate the person from the relationship and the time in your life, which is often difficult. I think the reason that a lot of people don't like to talk to their exes or even run into them is because it reminds them of a time in their life when they were a person that they liked less than the person they are now.
Fair. Very fair.
But Rana, if you can separate the person, you can often find something redeeming about them, but or about the lesson that they taught you, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever that was, whatever their purpose was, you have to ask yourself, did I know who they were before they showed me who they were? And the answer is always yes. So you have to accept that responsibility in order to release yourself of whatever ire you have about the place that they, the role that they served in your life and the amount of time that you spent with them and wasted with them and whatever that feeling is that you have. And you have to just say to yourself, which part did I sort of know? And did I kind of decide I didn't need to listen to because I needed something else at the time from that? But it usually does loop right back to, I didn't love who I was, and now I prefer who I am, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make an ounce of sense?
It makes pounds of sense.
It's crazy because I think about, like, if I see a potential name pop up, I'm like, oh, no. I'm avoiding it at all costs.
Well, you have to be careful because you don't want to conjure them. and they can be conjured.
As we get into, you know, what I call hocus pocus season, we have to be careful about conjuring.
Well, you know, I live in Marblehead, Massachusetts, which is right next to Salem, Massachusetts, which is, of course, the home of witchcraft, you know, in the United States.
And the conjuring, you have to be so careful because the avoiding energy is also focused energy.
In the Jewish religion, we have something called Kenohara, which essentially is the evil eye. You don't want to invite the evil eye.
No. Thanks.
But it's a very tricky business, not inviting the evil eye. So that's why it's never a bad idea to wear something protective, because essentially you don't want to call too much attention to something, because good or bad, because then you're inviting the evil eye to come in and absolutely screw it up for you in some way.
Yeah. So it's remove from cart conjuring, remove from cart the evil eye, add to cart protection and talismans.
I love it. I love that we're just spreading things as gospel and fact, things that
we are American Sujin. That's what we are. That's what we do.
We decide what we think, and then
we make a political party out of it. And we don't do any research. We don't care at all whether it's fact-based or has anything to do with the greater good for society.
Because it is our will.
We are here. Yes, we are here to live our best lives. An hour is not collective, it's individual.
Rana, let's get into your card.
Let's get into it.
Wait, no, we can't. I need to know, what I know about Rana Glickman is she is from Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
She is a woman of fine taste.
Mm.
The best things.
Mm. And I hate to tell you, it's effortless. I just know something that's worth wanting when I see it.
Wow.
Is this passed down?
I do think it is passed down, yeah. My mother was like that. My mother had an eye.
And so how do you add to cart? What's your process? Are you constantly adding to cart? Are you an online shopper? What type of shopper are you?
I'll be honest with you. I gave this a little bit of thought before coming on the show, and I'm not sure my answer is any clearer. There are certain things that happen in life that you just think, I can't figure out how that works. I don't know how it works. It just works. There are things that you go through in life that you think, I'm a good driver. I just am. Well, why am I a good driver and someone else is a bad driver? I don't know. We could talk about it for 20 minutes, but probably you're nervous or you have bad depth perception and you never really realize, whatever the reasons are. But there's just things that you have. There are talents, let's call them, or gifts that you're born with. And one of mine is knowing a good thing when I see it.
Oh, wow.
And it used to be.
No hesitation. You're not a flip-flopper.
Oh, well, but I will say in terms of my purchasing style, I do not buy anything immediately. I am a coveter and an examiner of things.
Ah.
So I will think, That's interesting. Unless, of course, I'm traveling, in which case, if you see something you want, you better get it. If you're in Salzburg and you see a gorgeous tablecloth, buy it. Because you won't be back. You won't be back.
Not to Salzburg.
If you want it and it's going to be special and you're going to remember it, you get it because you'll never get it again. Though this is what's wrong with the world now is that you can sort of get everything. And so it becomes a question of how do you determine what is good and what isn't when you can't see, feel, touch, taste, smell things anymore. Mm-hmm. And you just sort of have to go with your gut. But I will say the closing of Barney's was a great, great, you know, it was the canary in the mine shaft of the pandemic for sure. And it was a great loss for me personally, because a store that is curated like that store was, you have to give great credit. And it used to be that in all of the major cities, and I grew up at a time of department stores, of course. And I don't mean Macy's.
No.
Okay. Whether they were around or they weren't, I don't mean Macy's. Okay.
But never insult you in that way, Rana.
But there was a great legacy of department stores, and they were often owned by Jewish families, and they were just curators of beautiful things from across the lands, or lands, shall I say, across the globe. So I do miss, and especially in the last 2 years, I do miss that feeling. But in a weird way, I feel that more mom and pop stuff is starting to happen again. There has been sort of a reset in some way. Mm. For instance, today, this isn't on my list, but I should add it. So to rewind for people for just a quick moment so they understand, on our podcast, we give advice, but at Christmas time, otherwise known as Hanukkah time, we do an episode called Veronica, mm-hmm. where we do our favorite things, basically. And a few years ago on Veronica, we had a cutting board that was so exquisite. And a friend of mine is just now moving to a new home. And I said, I've got to get her this cutting board from it. It was sold through Heath Ceramics at the time. Mm. But supply chain, this, that, who knows what the truth is of any of that. I mean, you know, everything is, oh, how come you haven't found the right guy? Oh, supply chain. I mean, you know, it's the answer to everything. And it sort of is the answer probably to a lot of people's love lives. Yeah, this is a supply chain issue.
Most of my friends in Los Angeles, I think, will attest to that.
Major supply chain issue between the ages of 40 and 60 in Los Angeles. But this cutting board, hold on, I'm going to tell you. So gorgeous. So then I went to buy it. Of course, they're not carrying it anymore because it's a supply chain issue, which means the guy's doing it himself and selling it. This guy's name is Jacob May. And I'm going to have to order this board before this episode comes out. Otherwise, I'll never get one. But anyway, this is one of my examples. This is a person who decided to perfect the butcher block. Mm. So it takes a bit more digging. I just wish there was one store that I could go to and look at his butcher block instead of having to find his butcher block. Is the show over yet? I've been talking for 25 minutes.
No. We haven't even gone into the cart. I love a pre-add to cart.
Oh, yeah.
As we're adding to cart. I think let's start with Norton Simon, because I have a feeling our producer, Claire, is going to get very excited about what you're about to tell us.
So I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago, and I know you have a big West Coast contingent, so I decided to add a little something local.
Thank you.
Now, for years, people have said to me, oh, you've got to go to the Norton Simon. You've got to go to the Norton Simon. And I must admit, going to see art in Los Angeles has not been a priority for me.
Sure.
Because I like a certain kind of art. And that's what I would call good art. Okay? And then there's what everyone else is doing and what's of the moment and au courant, et cetera, et cetera. And that's fine, and I'm happy for Los Angeles, and I know it's a very design-heavy city, and everyone's expressing themselves, and it's wonderful, and bright colors, and sidewalks, and whatever else. With a few exceptions, of course, you know. But in any event, these kinds of private collection art museums, which are funded by private philanthropy, so some people were great collectors that had taste, and some people just went in, and this was sort of, I didn't watch Gilded Age. I watched 1.5 minutes of it, but people loved it. And it's that
same— I watched the whole thing.
Right. So this is that. Okay. This is the family that moved into that mansion, and that everyone across the street, and that Christine Baranski across the street was saying, these people have no taste. And the woman
the
who—
new money.
Yeah. And she was saying, I'll have one of everything because that's how you keep up. Mm. And these, now here we are 100 years later. And everyone thinks anything that was bought at that time, people think just because it's old, it's good. Mm. And a lot of times, and honestly, I hate to tell you, the Getty's a little bit of an example of this. They don't have the best stuff. They have a lot of stuff, but they don't have the best stuff you've ever seen.
The building is the most beautiful thing about the
Getty. It is. The building's gorgeous. But the stuff is the stuff. Some of it's great.
Wow,
but
Rana's coming for the Getty family. They deserve it, though. They get it. You know, they deserve it.
I don't think it's going to be news to them. They're boom or bust, you know. And they're thieves. That's another story, but for another time. But, you know, there's a place. There's a place for, I'll call it conservationists. They're conservationists. But this museum, people had told me over and over, you got to go to the Newton Summit. You got to go to the Newton Summit. It's next to the highway, okay? I really wasn't interested. But I finally said, okay, it was very hot in Los Angeles. I said, let's duck in here. They've got air conditioning. First of all, the building is stunning. It's two little buildings. It's not very big, but in the back, but it is so beautifully situated. And in the back, they have built a lily pond.
What?
A sort of homage to Monet. And it is so gorgeous. They have ducks back there. And it's tiny. It's just one pass around the garden. And it is so gorgeous. But the art that they have is showstopper. Whoever was choosing this art, who was Norton Simon, who I didn't know too. I figured Norton Simon was two names. I don't, you know, it's one person. This was his personal collection. And boy, did he have taste. This was a guy who apparently started, I don't know, a sheet metal business or something. And then eventually went on to own Hunt's Foods, Avis Rental Car, Canada Dry, you name it.
Wow.
So he had the dough to make it happen.
He's a mogul. But
they had everything you think they're going to have. Starts in the sort of 14th century and then comes up to about mid-century, I would say, 20th century. But what they really have is a lot of gorgeous portraits. They had about four or five Rubens. I couldn't believe it. But they had portraits that were unusual for their time, the kind where a personality really comes through. It's not just someone who's sitting, not just a subject. Gorgeous stuff. A Gauguin. I mean, just stuff. They had a Matisse where he's got his mistress tied up in a black string. I mean, just stuff that was really, really stunning and gorgeous and ballsy stuff. And I would implore anyone that is even anywhere near Los Angeles that is looking for something to do for an hour or four to go to the Norton Simon Museum.
I have not been. I've been here for most of my adult life, I guess I'm adding to cart.
I had never been. I had been to Los Angeles I don't know how many times in my life. I had never been.
Wow.
See?
But, you know, but Rana, listen, taste is taste.
And I'll tell you what, they have a cute little outdoor sort of snack cart. And they have bread from, what's that place called? Bread Lounge or something. They supply some of the finer pastries in Los Angeles. Gorgeous. They make a nice challah. Rana here, and have I got a fabulous New Year's recommendation for you. If your New Year goal was to manage your budget better and save money, pardon me. I'm looking at you. You're listening to me. You need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, pardon me, like that streaming service you bought to watch just one show, and now you're not watching anything on it anymore, or that free trial that you never even used, or you used and then forgot to cancel. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as the click of a button. Simply find the subscription you don't want and press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long haul times with customer service, or tedious emailing back and forth, or conversations, pardon me. Those have been difficult sometimes to get you right at the end when you're just about to cancel and you're too embarrassed. You just can't keep going with the subscription. In any event, stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/askrana. That's rocketmoney.com/askrana. What are you waiting for?
Millions of Americans experience thinning hair. It's so more than common. It's normal. But for some reason, it's like not openly talked about. So going through it can feel lonely and kind of frustrating. I am telling you, hi, it's Anne Bryan. Anne Bryan is telling you to change the conversation and join the thousands of people standing up for their strands with Nutrafol. I gotta say, I take Nutrafol every day. It comes in these chic glass bottles that you can put right on your countertop. Pop those pills every morning. Doesn't affect me at all, except that it makes my hair grow in beautifully. Rana always says the only thing a man has is his hair. I don't really know what it means, but I'm living by it. So I use Nutrafol. So should you. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage for men and women. Do you know there are multiple causes of thinning hair? Nutrafol is the hair growth supplement that goes beyond genetics to target stress, hormones, nutrition, metabolism, aging, and lifestyle factors that may be impacting your hair. Thinning is different for men and women, so Nutrafol has multiple unique formulas for men and women to provide exactly what they need based on their biology and age. Every formula is physician-formulated using natural medical-grade ingredients for reliable results, without compromises. In clinical studies, 72% of men saw more scalp coverage and 86% of women saw improved hair growth after 6 months. Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 3,000 top doctors. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair like mine and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code Brian. Can you believe it? B-R-Y-A-N. I'm so honored by this. To save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Free shipping on every order, by the way. So you get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. Free shipping on every order, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Brian. B-R-Y-A-N. Yes.
Speaking of tasty treats, let's talk about this salted peanut butter gelato with crunchy peanuts from Nancy Silverton.
Also discovered on my trip to Los Angeles, but available through Gold Belly.
By the way, sold out currently. This is so good.
Of course, as well it should be. Good luck to you if you can get your hands on it. I mean, that's what people know. When something's good, it goes. That's right. What happens.
Can't hesitate.
That's why you can only tell people you really love about the really good stuff, because otherwise it won't be there when you're looking for it. I would describe myself as an ice cream nut.
Really?
I'm crazy about ice cream. I love it.
Wow. Like, will you stand in a line for an ice cream cone?
Well, I won't really.
No.
Unless, that's not true. Again, if I was on vacation in Italy and somebody said, this is the place, I will stand in a line that is about 4 people deep, but okay. I will not stand in a line that is 14 people deep.
I mean, I think that's good to know that that's your range. Those are your limits. Yeah. And it's 10 people.
How about you, Koo? Is it 10 people?
I'll wait for in a line. 14 seems I could do that depending on, you know, what people
14 minutes,
said.
We're looking at half an hour.
I've done it. I don't want to do it anymore, but I've done it in the past.
And what can you, did anything pop into your head is worth it?
I did enjoy the bagels that my niece took me to, and her enthusiasm really kind of carried it over.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an experience. We're going to wait in line.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun for her. Young people love to wait in lines.
It's almost a status thing.
It's a bagel drop, a sneak a drop.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Because,
well, it's a social experience. It used to be concert tickets and movie premieres and things like that when I was a kid.
I used to wait in line with my betrothed, Scott Aukerman, for tickets to get concerts. The early days of our courtship.
I don't think people wait in line for concert tickets anymore, do they?
Mm-mm.
How do they get them? Is it a queue online where the number, you just have to get in the number? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you have to be ready
like
to go at the time.
Down.
Yeah. Yes. That's how my sister gets her BTS tickets.
Oh, she's a big fan.
She's ARMY.
Good for her.
Yes.
What about Pink and Black? Does she like them?
Blackpink?
That's
she does
the one.
Like. Yeah, she does like Blackpink. I have promised to go when they come to LA. So I will be on a queue. It'll be probably five households trying to get online to get tickets.
Oh, God, that sounds absolutely miserable.
It does. When my sister was getting BTS, she looked like it was like Minority Report. She had three screens up.
How do people get Harry Styles tickets? I figure you must, you have to know somebody. You have to know his lawyer. You know, that's the problem. Is here's the thing about Harry Styles. He's for everyone.
Yes.
So it used to be that you would say, oh, well, I could get them because I know his attorney, and his attorney doesn't know anybody who's 12 that needs Harry Styles tickets. But now all the mothers want the tickets too. The mothers are crazy about him. And he made the mistake of sleeping with somebody who's a mother. And so now all the mothers think that they can have the teenage fantasy with Harry Styles. That who knows?
We have a shot.
If he ran into me at, you know, Bitch Sesh Live, he might be interested in me or whatever it is. Yeah.
I mean,
wherever I am.
We have a mutual friend from UCB.
I thought you meant with Harry Styles.
Well, I was going to say that our friend Nick Kroll, Harry Styles planted a big kiss on him.
I saw that. Smackaroo. And even Nick was blushing. He truly was.
Oh, Harry Styles crosses every boundary. Every boundary. Mm-hmm.
I felt that I was kissed through Nick. That was how forceful that kiss on Nick was.
And it was Harry moving towards Nick. It was not Nick moving towards Harry. And Harry was wearing his best sort of Michael Caine, you know, 2022 look. We're talking about the Venice Film Festival.
Thank you for that.
Which, of course, Nick looked absolutely stunning.
I mean, stunning.
He knows what he's doing. And his wife is an absolute gorgeous bombshell.
They look so fantastic.
But he also posted a picture of her taking a picture with Harry Styles. And if you look at the picture, you can see that she's squeezing her hands because you can.
She's so excited.
My guess is she was afraid she was going to embrace him, and that she knew it deep in her heart she wasn't supposed to for whatever
self-control
reason.
That woman.
But I mean, like a teenager, where you think,
can we post Jess a picture also close up of her hands?
You'll have to get a clearance from Nick. But if you get clearance from Nick, you could. I mean, it's real. It's an adorable picture. It's in that same carousel that he posted.
It's good. Everyone just go to at Nick Kroll.
Rana, of course, and of course, leave it to Rana to really, zoom in on the details.
Well, she knows. She can read a lot about
people's
relationships, even just by a photo.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a body language expert, but I would say that there is a lot of information to be mined. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, on our show, when people write in, all of the information is in the letter. And it's never the information that they knowingly give you. It's either the style or what they leave out. And that's the stuff that makes you say, what's going on here?
Back to peanut ice cream.
Well, I would never, ever touch a vegan ice cream. I'm not interested. Actually, that's a lie. There are two vegan ice creams that have come up in the last year that I, for health reasons, said, I'm not going to be able to eat ice cream for a minute. What the peanut gelato I just tried, but the other one, I was not having dairy for a minute. And the two, and that's not in my cut, but they're fun and they're good, but there only really is one or two flavors you can get involved with. Those are Dream Pops. Have you had those?
No, but
so
listening.
They're basically vegan dibs.
Yes.
So they're delicious, but what you can't do is look too closely. And this is the problem, of course, with all vegan and you know, whatever, fake food, is that when something has been replaced. So you look at, if you were to bite into the Dream Pop and look at it, the color inside is not so appetizing. It's not disgusting. It just doesn't look like how it tastes. It tastes like a vanilla chocolate covered dip. But the inside, the ice cream is made with coconut cream or whatever it's made with. And so it tastes great, but it sort of looks like ice milk.
Okay.
And it's sort of a brownish color. So it's the color of vanilla flavoring as opposed to white as you think of vanilla. Those are great. They come in a little, you know, container.
Rana, I've looked ahead and I need to know everything about your next item, which is Viva Mare.
Yeah, Viva Maya.
Viva Maya. This is what?
Now, this will not be the first time I've mentioned this, but people, we can get a little more in depth than I normally get with this kind of thing, which is that I have a place that I go in Austria. It's in the Austrian Alps. I've been.
Wow.
I don't know how many times.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I think I just blew out my mic. So sorry. Okay.
I try to go once or twice a year.
What?
And it isn't it. Well, look.
That's why your skin looks like
that.
What
do I care? I don't have a, you know, my son is grown. I'm doing, let's say, fine. Okay. And what do I care? Why, my job is to take care of me. And honestly, to take care of a lot of other people through this podcast that I do. So I need be replenished and ready to go. I know you two know what I'm talking about. You give a lot of yourself.
Absolutely.
People think, oh, you just do it. That's fine. God knows where we dig in and get this from. Honestly, if anyone else had to do this for a minute, they'd have to take to their bed. You're doing it. I don't know how many times a week. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah, great point. Great point.
You have to dig deep into those reservoirs. So how are you going to keep the reservoir full? And another thing I feel that I've learned later in life or as life has unfolded is that someone said to me once, once the water spills out of the glass, you can't get it back into the glass. And so this idea that I'm not saying you want to leave a boring existence or anything else, but there is an issue with self-regulation. And at times in our lives, we can either be working too hard or not working enough or not active enough, or things get out of balance. This is a principle in every culture, of course. But when things get out of balance, it can be very, very hard to reset them back to a place of homeostasis, so to speak. And this is the kind of place where you go to get a full tune-up in the absolute most beautiful surroundings that you can imagine. And that is part of it. Absolutely part of it is walking outside and taking a deep breath and saying, this is stunning. The hardest part about it is telling yourself you deserve it, to be honest. That you think, how did I get to a place in life where it's, is it okay for me to give myself this gift?
To go to Austria.
To be to massaged.
A medical health resort. To be massaged.
To be massaged.
What else?
To
what
be
else?
Given an IV. To, you know, be prepared the tiniest meal you've ever seen in your life, that you're absolutely not going there for the food. You're going there for everything but the food. Because their principle is, if you give your digestion a rest, the rest of the body can has a little more energy to heal itself. And the bad news is you find out just how little food you need at a place like that. You know, they give you one egg and you think, what? And then there it is, 4 o'clock, and you didn't even notice that all you had was one egg. But that what's a little bit better than that. But you understand.
But no gelato. We're not getting Nancy Silverton
no,
is
this
not.
Is where you go after you've had all of the gelato. You have to go to, that's why I have to go there twice a year. Because after I've been ice cream nutting around, this is the kind of place that I have to go to. But truly, everything is about getting your system back into regulation and health, and it's absolutely incredible. And I will continue to go there until they tell me I can't anymore, or until I find a place that's better.
I mean,
good for you.
Revelation. I have seen these types of places on TV. It's where you go for, Ron, are you going for a week? Are you going for?
You really need to do 10 days.
So you're going 10 days.
You can go for a week, but you really, to get the full benefit,
10
you
need days.
And in those 10 days, is it like you're getting massage? You're getting, like, what is it? Like, in the morning, you get a menu?
It's the busiest thing. You're the busiest you've ever been in your
life. But who picks that schedule? You pick it? They pick it?
Here's what
it
is like going to stay with your great aunt, who is German, or in this case, Austrian, who says, leave it with me. Come here. You'll come stay with me for a week and you'll feel better when you leave. And they take care of everything. And it is for people that are constantly taking care of other people or taking care of huge corporations or taking care of very busy lives, whatever it is the most liberating feeling in the world to know that you are in good hands, because you almost never believe that you are. And what they do is remove that question mark for you, which is, I'm sure all three of us are people who say, you know what, forget it, I'll do it.
Easy.
As you start describing it to someone, then you say, I'll just send the email myself instead of getting this person. Whatever it is, I'll just do it because I want it done right. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, they do it right. And it is an incredible feeling to be treated basically like a Kobe beef for about 10 days.
And those hands are the hands of doctors and therapists and,
there's something called the MAYA method, M-A-Y-A. And that is what the sort of principle that it's based on. You can find, and this is a thing in Europe, they have these sort of health spas and health hotels. And it's an important part of the culture there. And so you can find them in Germany, you can find them in Austria, you can find them in Italy. The one I go to is in the Austrian Alps, in Altsee.
Oh my God, it's incredible. So beautiful. I'm just like looking through. Wow.
It's like a James Bond, health hotel, basically. Yeah.
What?
And the other thing is you can go, I have been in the dead of winter and I have been in the fall, and it is absolutely gorgeous in totally different ways at different times.
What are we talking, just like a price range?
I was just
going
to hit show price
for
list.
A 10-day. Just
give us a...
Just a peek.
Less expensive than you would think.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it would be fun for you two to go together. But I'll tell you what, I always go alone.
Why? So it's because so you don't take care of somebody else.
You
want,
it is the only time you are ever
just taking care of yourself.
And just being.
My dream has always been, and I don't know how it would ever be, is that Add to Cart would be Suchin and I going to various resorts together.
Do you think Viva Mayer will sponsor a recording of Add to Cart?
I think that they might. If you offered to have me as a guest, I think they might. If we recorded from the location.
But definitely live, you as a guest. Live. Ron, I love that you've brought to this show just taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Class.
Yeah.
Aspirational images. And it's just... How else would we have gotten all of these into our cars?
I mean,
Kulop.
I don't know. I wrote down a few things that Rana said. I'm going to regurgitate them to Scott when I do my pitch of going to Viva Mayer. Mayer.
I would for sure leave Scott at home for that. I don't think that's
it's not
Scott.
For him.
But where does Scott want to go? The Baseball Hall of Fame? Or where does, what's the trip he wants to take that you don't want to take?
Right, right. And,
so
and
you
do a swap.
You do it at the same time. No, you don't do a swap. He doesn't come. So you say, you go to Cooperstown, New York with, Paul F. Tompkins for 12 days. And I have an idea. You and Paul go to every baseball stadium, from here to there.
Yeah.
And I'll just be there. I'll be in that one place. If you're looking for me, I'll just be in that one place.
Yeah, having, he and Paul just went on a tour for a month. He would just be happy to just stay home and then I could go.
Sure.
Pitch it.
I'll try it.
I want to be in the room, hiding behind the couch.
I think you should pitch your idea, which is that you should do a week from where you go for a week and then you two, give your Add to Cart review afterwards.
I mean,
but if you make it happen, it's going to have to be a co-pro.
Of course.
It's going to have to be
co-pro.
Add to Cart X Ask Rana, because Brian's been trying to get me to take him there forever.
I mean,
correct.
Sounds great. We're guests on each other's podcast. Done and done.
The people will reach. The people will reach.
Of course.
The elevated clientele.
Just trolling the internet for coupons to Viva Mayer.
Rich people are rich for a reason. They coupon.
Rich people do like to, they're the cheapest people you'll ever meet. People that are very rich are very cheap. It's just true.
It's true.
That's right.
It's disappointing. Yeah, it's disappointing.
Rana, thank you so much for joining us. We have to have you back with Brian in a future show.
Oh, please. I only agreed to do this if you have me back with Brian.
Where can we find you? When does the show come out?
On Instagram, we're at Ask Rana. That's at Ask Rana, AskRonna. The show comes out every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. I know this might be a conflict there. There could be a conflict there.
Oh, no conflict at all. That's the great thing about electronics.
Co-pro.
That's exactly, co-pro. That's X. The truth. I mean, you listen to your podcast when you feel like it. People have their times that they listen to their shows. It doesn't really matter when they come out. Mm-mm. And then we have a gorgeous coffee that we sell, which is at AskRonnaCoffee.com, which is incredible, which
it's
I
delicious.
Think you both
beautiful.
Have tried.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know if I told you this, we're doing the Ask Rana Social Club. Every month, we send a signature cocktail box. We have a club that people join.
Wow.
They don't know what it is. It's a mystery cocktail. I'm going to be totally gauche for a moment and tell you it's full-size bottles, because all of these absolute garbage people that listen to the show write in and say, is it full-size bottles? Is it? It's not a pre-mixed drink. It is a drink that you mix yourself. Right. That, and then we have what we call a kiki once a month, where the liquor store that we do it in collaboration with is in Brooklyn. They're called Fiasco. They're incredible. In any event, we do the kiki once a month, so they get entrance to the kiki along with their box, and then we all make the drink together, and we've been doing it for about 4 months, and it's absolutely gorgeous, fun, incredible. The drinks have been amazing. Our very first drink was something called a Chilcano, which is made with pisco. We try to do things that are unique and different that aren't just, you know, can you get me a Cosmo? Though if we could do an elevated Cosmo, I'd be interested, because I love cranberry because I'm from Massachusetts. But the first drink was called a Chilcano, which was like a sort of pisco Moscow mule, a little bit of a take on a mule. Gorgeous. Ooh. It had a fresh muddled strawberry in it. You would have loved it. Our second drink was an elderflower martini, speaking of Europe and taking in the flavors of Europe. Gorgeous. Sounds sweet. Wasn't a bit sweet. Was dry and gorgeous. Mm. And then we did a rosé flight for August.
Oh, wow.
For September, it's nobody's business because it's a surprise. But I can tell you I'm excited about it.
That's so amazing.
What you would love this. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's
they got a jigger. They got a muddler. They got a gorgeous stirring spoon. I mean, you know, really, really elevated stuff.
Of course.
That's what I have
way.
To say.
It's only one way.
AISocial.club is where they find that.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rana.
Thank you for having me. Add to cart, add to cart.
Add to cart.
All right, that's everything for this week's episode. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Add to Cart Pod to see all the gorgeous things Rana talked about this week.
You know what? I've got a call to action for voicemails that I think you're going to like. Coming up is our 100th episode.
Can you believe it?
Barely.
100 episodes of
episodes.
Deranged chaos.
Our nonsense. So the call to action is leave us a voicemail and give us a single product that you are like 100% about, that you certify it 100%. And you may win a very special prize.
Yes, we're cooking up something real special for 100.
Real special. So our number is 833-453-6662. Leave us that voicemail. Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our associate producer is Tiffany Bui. Our mix is by Keegan Zema.
Theme music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar, with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at Add to Cart Pod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.